Dr. Pinsky dictating, email IME on Agostino, A-G-O-S-T-I-N-O, Grassi, G-R-A-S-S-I. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Grassi as described in my report of 12/24/16. But he is now a 65-year-old male who again describes he was injured at work on 10/31/14. Period. It is my understanding he alleged repetitive job duties from 1/1/13 through 10/31/14 caused disabilities to the cervical spine and drop foot. Period. He believes he injured his spine, neck, legs, and hands. Period. He had replacement of vertebrae in both his cervical and lumbar spine by Dr. Dante, D-A-N-T-E, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 6/26/19 for 35%, a partial total, due to the residuals of a herniated disc protrusion at C3-4, common disc protrusion at C4-5 with myelomalacia at C5-6 and C6-7, semicolon, status post C3 through C7 bilateral laminectomies with C3 through C7 fusion, that is C3-7 with autograft bone and spinal instrumentation, semicolon, superimposed upon a pre-existing cervical fusion at C5-7. Period. He applied for a reopener on 6/7/21. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Grassi was seen on 2/18/21 by Dr. Baccaro with a B-A-C-A-R-R-O. Period. He presented to establish a primary care physician. Period. He does see Dr. Naber, N-A-B-E-R, for chronic kidney disease, stage 4, along with Dr. Dib, D-I-B, for cardiomyopathy, with an ejection fracture of 30%, common heart failure, common paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, status post cardioversion. Period. He had cardiac arrest in November 2020 and was intubated. Period. He also has a history of hepatitis C and was doing well in that regard. Period. Cardiac stent placement was done in 2007. Period. Lumbar laminectomy was done in 2010. Period. Mr. Grassi was placed on Ambien, period. None of his listed diagnoses included orthopedic problems involving the allegedly injured areas. Period. He returned on 5/24/21. And then again on 6/28/21. Period. Ultimately, on 8/24/21, he stated he was admitted and found to have bilateral renal calculi with urinary tract infection, for which he was given oral antibiotics. Period. He continues to see Dr. Naber with his elevated creatinine. Period. Dr. Baccaro. Again, listed diagnoses of atherosclerotic heart disease, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, chronic viral hepatitis C, comma, essential hypertension, comma, chronic kidney disease, stage 4, comma, insomnia, comma, urinary tract infection, comma, urinary tract calculus, comma, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, comma, gout, comma, and cardiomyopathy. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a port with bandages around it on his left arm. For his treatment for kidney disease. But accordingly, the left arm was not put through significant range of motion or strength testing. Paired, the rest of that exam is normal. Extremities lower, manual muscle test was 5-5. Pre-existed low quadricep strength, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Spine cervical inspection revealed a forward held posture with a right anterior scar and a posterior longitudinal scar consistent with his surgery. Paired active flexion was to 20 degrees, comma, extension 10 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation 30 degrees, comma, side bending right 10 degrees and left to 15 degrees. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 75 degrees. Paired ambulated with a limp on the left, but no foot drop or antalgia. Paired, he did not require a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Paired, he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actually flexed to 70 degrees and extended to 20 degrees. Paired, side bending right was 20 degrees and left to 15 degrees with bilateral rotation to 45 degrees. Paired, supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 70 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Paired impressions, insert what is marked from my prior report. New paragraph. Since evaluated here, Mr. Grassi received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Paired, he did see Dr. Baccaro for internal medicine problems, but I am not in receipt of any additional documentation to show he received treatment for his alleged work injuries. Paired, new paragraph, the current examination found healed surgical scarring about the neck and associated decreased range of motion. Paired, there was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits in the upper extremities, and Sperling's maneuver was negative. Paired, he ambulated with a limp on the left, but no outright foot drop, and did not use an assistive device. Paired, he had variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Paired, neural tension signs were negative. Paired, paragraph, my assessment of permanency will be the same as marked in my prior report to be inserted here. Mr. Grassi has not been working since the event of 10/31/14. Period. Mr. Grassi has been out of work since the incident of 10/31/14. Paired, he describes his symptoms are worse now than when they first began. Paired, unfortunately, he continues to smoke, as he has done for 30 years. Paired, and that is the end.